8:37 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. Key word there, Friday. That means it's time to get a little look back over the past week. The news, the top stories in local news, most interacted with stories, all that good stuff. Plus Bronson's choice, and that is Bronson Rasmussen, who is here now in the studio. Good morning, Bronson.
Well, good morning, Dan. Good morning, everyone out there. On this Friday, we're in February now.
We sure are, and it's time to wrap up the week by looking back over the past week. And we enjoy doing this, getting a look at the stories that we classify as the very top stories in local news. So get us started, sir.
Well, our top story didn't happen in February. It was the last day of January for this one. There was a protest held in Dubois that happened on Saturday right along Route 219 by the park. And it was a bunch of people out there, dozens in my count while I was there, just speaking out on what they believe are extremist actions by the group ICE. This has been just a chain of quite a few of similar protests nationally over all of these, what they believe are extreme actions by the group.
All righty. And what do we have as a runner-up to that story?
Also coming out on Saturday, it was with the Dubois Chamber of Commerce's Business Bash, and we learned who won the JC's Distinguished Service Award. And it happened to be this year. Dr. Tom Petraeus, and a whole bunch of people were so excited about that and really just congratulated him on what a good job he does, not only with his practice, but really with just helping the community in general.
Yeah, he's been one of those strong anchors in the community. I know a lot of his patients. He is a dentist, I believe, and I think a lot of his patients are definitely glad to be a part of his practice and his service in the Dubois area. So that was a really neat time.
One of those pictures that we have out there from that night, it was one of my favorite moments of the entire night. It was with our state representative, Mike Armanini, who goes to him for dental. And he's like, I've wanted to do this for so long because he always does it to our state representative. And he just grabs him by the side of the face, like pinches him. He's like, see, you feel the pain over here, so you can't tell me. Actually poking the needle on the other side.
That's quite an honor, I would say. All right. So the Business Bash makes it as the second highest top story of the week. What do we have in there at number three?
Number three comes out on Tuesday, February 3rd. We reported that over 300 bags of fentanyl were seized during a traffic stop. This happened in Marion Township on Interstate I-80. And that was on January 28th, where police pulled over a vehicle for allegedly speeding. And the driver, 41-year-old Joseph Allen Jr., well, he allegedly admitted to not having a driver's license and that the vehicle he was driving was not his. Well, officers, they asked to search the vehicle, at which point the permission was reportedly denied. However, they did get a canine unit out there, which then signaled that there was drugs. A search of the vehicle then revealed that there were 337 bags of fentanyl and around 2 pounds of methamphetamines.
Yeah.
So now he's at the Center County Jail, where he faces felony possession with intent to deliver charges.
Yeah, big big drug bust haul on that one. All right, Bronson, let's move along to the category of the stories that our friends and listeners interacted with the most. So what do we have topping that list?
The latest in a court case that we've been covering since, I believe it was 2024, late April 2024, where a teen was charged with shooting and killing a 12-year-old girl. This case has been jumping back on back and forth on where they really ultimately want it to land. It was previously we reported that this case was declared to be going to juvenile court by a Clearfield County judge that wanted to be turned over from, I believe it was the DA, wanted it to be in adult court. But now this week it has been deemed by the Superior Court of Pennsylvania that they're going to uphold the Clearfield County judge's decision to keep this case in juvenile court. A lot of the things going into this case really is that people let me think of the right word for this. It's a psychiatrist. They believe that the kid was just being a dumb kid and shouldn't be tried as an adult for that.
Any information that you were able to come across in doing the work on that story about when the case is going to begin in court?
We haven't heard much on that yet, but okay. Of course we'll keep you all updated.
All right. Super. What else? Do we have one more story that received a lot of interaction?
That we do. It came out of Brookville, where a vehicle breaking down led to Brookville police arresting a man that was wanted on an immigration warrant.
Yeah, and that was just yesterday, right?
It happened Wednesday morning.
So you got a lot of interaction on that one.
Of course, it has to do with that immigration and with ICE in the story, but with this, officers responded to reports of a suspicious vehicle at the BFS convenience store along West Main Street in Brookville. And when police arrived, the vehicle tried to drive away, at which point the front tire fell off of all things, which at that point police were able to investigate, find out that the man didn't have any ID at all, and that the vehicle was not registered in any sort of database. So after doing more investigating, they learned that this unnamed man was wanted by ICE and immigration after allegedly illegally entering the United States about 3.5 years ago.
Yeah, and has been on the run ever since, and finally got tracked down.
From an unlucky break.
Because of his own devices there. All right, Bronson, we've reached a time where we need to kind of wrap it up a little bit. And we do so on a lighter side by getting to hear what you have picked out as your top story of the week. We call it Bronson's Choice, and I'm anxious to hear what it is today.
Well, this one I have is because of an anniversary of sorts. Yesterday has been 1 month in from consolidation.
Yeah, sure is.
And we're all still here somehow.
The Du Bois didn't fly off the map, did it?
It seemed weird. Yeah. Even though your weather app, you tell me, still tells you that you live in Sandy Township.
I do. My weather app has to catch up to the times here. There is no Sandy Township.
But I spoke with the city manager, Ben Kafferlin, really on how the new city is doing as a whole. He said that there's been a few road bumps, especially with some financial electronics that really didn't like to transfer over.
Sure.
But they're getting over all those, and he seems really optimistic for what the future of the unified city of Du Bois can hold.
Yeah, and there's always going to be some of those technical hiccups. We know that very well working at a radio station, don't we,
Bronson? That we do.
But yeah, I think the big picture is that it was a pretty smooth transition, and the consolidation process went through, and now we're on the other side of that and working towards improvement. Might be a good time to plug something new that's coming up on Monday here on the mornings. And that is, we're going to have a chance every Monday following a Du Bois City Council meeting. We're going to talk with the new mayor of the city of Du Bois. That, of course, is Barry Abbott. And Barry will be in here Monday, this coming Monday morning, at 7:35 to chat about things. And just want to let everyone know that that is getting underway this week.
Yeah, it's a great thing. We'll be able to talk to the mayor and have our Mondays with the mayor.
That's right. So we're looking forward to that. Bronson, thank you so much for the week in review for Tri-County Insider News on Connect FM. And you have a great weekend.
Everyone stay warm out there.